Vamos Mambo, welcome to another Wise Women Wednesday of Embracing Vulnerability. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that you are receiving this week well, and whatever that you may go through, you have the strength to live through it. Let's start it off by reading 101 Blessings to Brighten Your Day and Uplift Your Soul, Promises from God for Women. There is not one blade of grass. There is no color in this world that is not intended to make us rejoice. This was written by John Calvin. Psalms 100, verse 5. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I found this box of cards in Barnes & Noble. I'm pretty sure you can order it on their website online. You don't have to actually go to a Barnes & Noble in person if that's not your vibe. So I want to talk about mistakes I've done as a content creator. I want to say that I don't know why I'm stuttering. I yearn to be so completely myself that people around me have to look within themselves and be like, what is it that they need to work in themselves to be their authentic self? Because I really want my friends to reflect what I am on the inside. And I know a lot of my friends, my loved one, I'm working on not saying friends, because it's loved one, it's family members and friends, not just friends. My loved ones all suffer from different things. So I'm hoping that my loved ones are giving it their 1% every day to improve their life. And because you're listening to this, you're also my loved one. You're also my friend. If you need to reach out to anyone because you have no one, my Instagram is linked in Podbean. It's linked. My Instagram is linked in my Twitter also. You can message me on Instagram or you can message me on Twitter. I promise you I don't bite. So I want to share the mistakes that I've done so far as a content creator. I was banned from YouTube on April 1st. I appealed, and I'm still waiting for them to respond to me. It's April 8th, and I haven't gotten any emails from YouTube. So y'all, wish me well, wish me luck, wish that the universe aligned to work in my favor so that I can get unbanned. But I also want to share that if I don't get unbanned from YouTube, that's okay. I'm willing to accept the consequences for my actions. Now, I didn't know what I was doing was wrong, but now that I know that what I was doing is wrong, I won't do it again. You see, that's how accountability works. I'm working on my accountability. I'm working on many things, right? So what happened was I was trying to promote the podcast by leaving the link to my podcast on random YouTube videos. Just random YouTube videos on the comment section. I was just dropping my link. I didn't know that I couldn't promote my podcast that way because YouTube flagged it as spamming. Mind you, there's naked people on YouTube. There's naked people on every social media platform out there. You search for it, you will find it. Skin on skin on skin. But me, leaving the link to my podcast was flagged as spamming, and that's how I got banned from YouTube. So the violation was spamming. Isn't that funny? That's hilarious. I told my friend Gabby what happened, and he told me that's literally the definition of spamming. And I responded to Gabby, Gabs, English is my second language. I didn't know the meaning of spamming. I didn't know the meaning of the word spam. Yes, I've had an email for years and years and years, but I didn't think leaving comments on random YouTube video comment section was considered spamming. Now I know. Now I will learn from my mistake. It was a mistake. So I didn't lie to YouTube. When I appealed, I wrote in my paragraph that I didn't know that it was considered spamming. And now that I know that, I won't do it again. I was honest. I didn't lie. I didn't create some elaborate story. I told them the honest truth. Now I will accept it. I will accept the consequences to my actions. If YouTube decides to not unban me, I'm fine with that. I'm chilling. I'm good. It's just an idea that I had because I met this person on Twitter. When I say I meet, I mean like we've just been chatting on Twitter. And Also, thank you for your patience. My children are home. There's no school, and I have to record. So you're going to hear children and noise in the background today. I met this person virtually, and we exchanged basic information. And he... Another thing is, I had to ask my loved ones for their consent, if I could share their names on my podcast. Some of them told me to use an alias, and some of them told me, I'm not afraid, you could use my name, Alex. I can say Alex without being afraid of violating his privacy. Alex. Anyways, so this person consented that I can use his real name as well. The person I've been talking to virtually, James, we've exchanged basic information, and he told me, do you have any questions? So I asked him, how does he link? Because I started following his podcast. So when I started following James on podcasts, on Twitter, I noticed that he has a YouTube channel as well. Well, his podcast has a channel on YouTube. And it's basically the audio, and it's just the icon of the channel is what shows on the video. It's not actual people that they're showing in the images. So I was curious, and I was like, oh, hey, how do you transfer the audio from Podbean to YouTube? And he showed me step by step. He took screenshots. Shout out to James. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, James. That exact same day, April 1st, that he showed me how to link it, I linked it successfully. That's why I dropped a random audio on Monday. I'm not releasing audios on Monday in English. That's why last week, April 1st, I released a random episode. That was me testing out how to link it to YouTube. It was just a test run. I'm not dropping episodes on Wednesday. I'm not dropping episodes on Monday. I'm going to continue to drop episodes Wednesdays and Friday, God willing. So, okay, anyways, he showed me step by steps. Thank you so much, James. One more time, I'm going to shout you out. He showed me how to link it step by step with screenshots, my podcast episodes to YouTube. So I did that. That exact same day, I received an email. Because at the beginning, I'm like, okay, I'm thinking it's going to take a few minutes for the audio to upload to YouTube. And I'm seeing 10 minutes past 20, 30. So then I messaged James and I'm like, hey, how long does it take for the audio to upload? And he's like, oh, 2 to 4 hours. I was like, 2 to 4 hours? I think the audio from Monday was like 40 minutes. I was like, oh, God, have mercy. Okay, fine. And he also let me know you can only drop one episode per week on YouTube when it's linked. That's also a con from the linkage, but that's fine. I was like, that's fine, I guess. In my mind, I'm like, okay, one episode per week on YouTube is fine. That's fine. That same day, April 1st, I get an email from YouTube telling me that I got banned for violating the guidelines and protocols of YouTube, yada, yada. And I'm like, what? I'm reading it. I'm upset at first. I'm reading it. I'm like, oh my God, bro. Like, I'm angry. I'm pissed. Like, I'm emotions all over the place. So then I decided to do my box breathing. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. I did my box breathing. Okay. After I did a couple of box breathing exercises, I continued to read, and the violation was spamming. And I said, okay. That's fine. Lesson learned. I felt my emotions. I gave my emotion their place. It's valid to be angry at any situation. It's valid. It's just not valid for you to go all day angry and taking it out on other people. That's not valid. That's not right. So I moved through my anger, and I understood that I made a mistake. And I decided to share with other people in case you want to create content, you avoid the mistakes that I make. I'm going to try whatever mistakes I make creating content, I'm going to try to share it with you guys so you guys can learn from my mistakes. Now, another thing that happened to me last week is I feel like my loved ones and I, our souls are intertwined, our mindset, because I was fixing my keychain because I like keychains and I buy keychains all the time, or people give me keychains that will, for example, my sister, when she goes on vacation, she brings me a keychain from wherever she visited. And I was changing the keychains. Anywho, I was removing some keychains because I want a new keychain. to go with my car keys. And my brother, Alex, calls me. And mind you, he FaceTiming me. That boy never FaceTimes me unless he wants to show me something. We usually talk just on the phone, not really on video or anything. So when I open the FaceTime, he's showing me keychains. He's at a car show. And I'm like, oh my God. The universe really, like, how are we in the same wavelength or something? Because I'm literally fixing my keychains right now. And I was thinking to myself, I want a new keychain. And my brother bought me a keychain. He showed me a Sailor Moon pink keychain. I was thinking going with a pink vibe, but then he showed me, it was like they got Attack on Titan, they got Bleach, and they got Sailor Moon, and I forgot what, they had Chainsaw Man. And I said, those are all animes. And I said, oh, you know what, I was gonna go with Pochita, but then I said, from Chainsaw Man. Then I said, no, because I have Pochita slippers, so let me go ahead and let me pick the Ichigo from Bleach keychain, because I don't have any Bleach merch. So next time I see my brother, I have to remember to get my chain, because I need to remember to get my keychain because I want it and it's super cute. I love it. Thank you so much. Shout out to Alex for getting me a keychain. He's always getting me stuff. He's always getting me stickers. I love stickers too. Am I a child? Yes. Mind your business about me making the child inside of me happy. Mind your business. I love stickers. If you know me, you know that I love stickers. I have stickers from many different places. And I don't mean like countries or states. I mean like the stickers can range from book stickers, anime stickers, flower stickers, Stitch stickers, star stickers. I mean different genre of stickers. And again, I wanted to share the mistakes I'm making creating my content, because I want you to learn from my mistakes and not make the same mistakes I do again. I'm learning as I go. I create day in and day out. The ideas just pop into my brain. And the idea comes into my brain and I have to write a script about it, so the idea doesn't go away. I'm doing that more and more, listening to my intuition, making sure that I'm quiet and still enough to hear what my intuition is trying to tell me. Thank you so much for your patience with me. My children are home and you might hear a lot of background noise. So this is the lineup that I'm working on. I would like to do lives on Monday in Spanish for my Spanish buddies, my bilingual buddies, my Hispanic buddies. Every Monday I'm attempting to do lives. You can listen to that if you speak Spanish, if you understand Spanish. And Wednesday and Friday I'm going to continue to drop content in English, and I hope that this serves as a lesson to everyone that's trying to create content. If how vulnerable I have been with you today has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I release new episodes every Wednesday and Friday, and I am doing lives every Monday in Spanish for my Spanish-speaking baddies. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, Podcast Addict. Find me wherever you get your podcast. I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too. Okay.